Yeah, so the morning was interesting. Obviously, it was the first time I voted anywhere with my name on the ballot. And it was a different feeling, clearly. I expected fewer people in the line, but then I also expected a smoother path through the waiting line. Apparently, there were only two booths inside that you could use to vote. It was interesting to a little bit talk to people, joke with people before we got in. But it was obviously that the process is archaic. You walk in, they check whether you are there, whether you're on the list, and then you sign. Then they give you the ballot. There's five, six members of the committee sitting and waiting, and I guess overseeing the process, the validity of the process. Then you go in, and there are four or five pieces of paper, each separate, depending on the level of the government or political position you're applying for, or you're a candidate for. And then, once you fill that out, you basically have to fold each piece of paper separately and put it in. And it's such a waste. It's amazing. It is amazing. You know, electronic process would have been not only much more fair, but much less wasteful. How many trees they had to kill for all of this. It was amazing that in the end, the ballot, you have five or six ballots, and then you put them in. And so it was nice that finally it was over. They didn't let the media go in. They had to tape everything, record everything from the door that led to the voting chamber. But it was so ironic because you know how much the voter fraud is widespread. And here you sign that you go in and you know that dead people vote. I don't know how they sign. You know that multiple people vote several times and how that happens. You know that sometimes they don't even count the votes, but they pay members of the committee, overseeing committee, not to show up so that only members from one party can be there. And when members of one party count the votes, you know how they will count. They know how many people voted and just arbitrarily divide the votes. It is amazing that the duality of the process, on the one hand, the appearance of rigor and verification of the process, on the other, complete disappearance of true democracy. So I don't know how do I feel about this. I'm glad I'm participating, but it may be that in the end all is in wasted simply because of the way that the votes are recorded and counted. All the hours, all the volunteers, all the effort, all the movement, in the end to end up in the hands of people who don't care about the people or the process or democracy or the country. Anyway, but I'm glad it's done.
For you, emotionally, walk me through it a little bit. This is a culmination of what you've come here to do. You want to invoke change in your native country. What is it like for you to be, you're on the ballot, but just the emotions that you may have been going through?
What made it special this morning was were the countless messages from supporters who wished me well, but all of them said, Mirsad, regardless of the outcome, let's just continue. And so you feel proud that something really happened in the process, to something fundamentally strong and unexpected, completely unexpected. I never expected this level of support and a sense of movement, really. So it's very gratifying. And it's also something that creates an obligation to continue and to turn it into something that's lasting, that has structure, that has programmed that, that's formal enough to be represented as a political organization or party. So I actually learned that I love the process. I love this process of campaigning politics, talking about the future of the country, talking to people, understanding the young, understanding the various segments of the population, industry, social aspects of social support. So it's gratifying. I learned a lot. And I'm really proud of the fact that I had the chance to participate in it.
Does the thought even cross your mind? I'm sure it has, but did it today, about this has the potential of history in the making for this country as you're casting your vote?
I have really this awareness that this day could be historic. But that nagging feeling that it was meant to be historic and it should be historic, but that this electoral fraud could actually prevent it, that's really actually killing me. Honestly, there's a sense of history in making, absolutely true. But then the second thought is that might be prevented by the forces that must and want to remain in power so that they can enrich themselves. And it's really mixed feeling. Great sense of opportunity and great concern at the same time that opportunity will not be allowed to be materialized.
Yeah. But kudos to you for at least trying.
Thank you, appreciate it. And I really, really, really thank those volunteers who have just surprised me, shocked me. The numbers, the creativity, in so many ways that they supported the campaign. Uninstructed, on their own, traveled thousands of miles to be here on many occasions, to participate in rallies, town hall meetings. It is, or whatever the right term is, in so many ways that they rallied people around them, that they know, the family, the friends. That really surprised me, that so many people who said they never voted, they would have never even considered voting, and this time they find themselves printing posters and putting them on in various public places, and they would send an email and or text or something and say, Mr. Luxembourg, I don't know how, but you have awoken this in us in ways that we never thought it was possible, and now we just want to continue and want to make sure that it doesn't stop. So really grateful to all the volunteers, to all the people who worked on the campaign. I know the campaign was hectic at times because we didn't have the money to have professionals, experienced people who were supposed to channel all of that in a certain way. But also in that chaotic sense of campaigning, some creativity popped up. And it was really amazing. It was amazing. And I'm so grateful to so many people for this to have happened.
And Mirzetta, just walk me through your morning and your emotions leading up to your vote.
Thank you, Clark. It has been a special day, long waited in many ways. Long waited that I'm here in Sarajevo voting, and that on the ballot is the name of my husband first on the list. So it was emotional because I was even shaking with my hand when I was checking that box next to his name, and I think I did 10 times checked if I did right or not, just to make sure that they cannot call it illegal ballot. So it was It was special. I'm glad to see that it's a beautiful day in Sarajevo, so kind of goes with the feeling that I have in my heart, independent what happened. I'm so proud what he has done with campaign. I'm so grateful meeting these wonderful young people that are majority of his team, that are so full of energy, so trusting in him, so having great hopes for the future of their own, but also their homeland. And it just makes you feel so full of the happiness for all of them, seeing them, that maybe this is the time, maybe it will be an opportunity for them. They get a chance that someone is in presidency who will represent them, who will push for a change, and that those changes make the difference in the country. So I'm very grateful that I could be part of it. So.
The whole process in general, we've spoken about this, but kind of sum it up for me. I mean, this kind of sums the whole thing up today with the vote. What has it been like for you personally?
Personally, it was tough to be without Mirsad for 3 months, three full that I've not seen him. It helped that we talked every day. I understood the great effort that he has embarked and the journey and what that means for the people. And even though we missed him and we missed our daily interaction and, you know, having coffee and talking, it's still new that there is something much larger that he is fighting for, and it was great to be able still to support him, even though it was not easy, but it was great that he's doing it, and we will do it again to make it happen. So.